12 minutes past 6 and time to get into the day's top business news, starting with the economic data expected this week. Statistics South Africa is due to release the latest manufacturing figures tomorrow. The latest mining data will then be revealed on Thursday. Senior industry analyst at F&B, Jason Musker, joins us on the line. Good evening.
Evening, Jimmy.
Let's start with what's expected from the manufacturing numbers that are due out tomorrow. What can we look for?
We're hoping for a change in fortunes. Manufacturing production has been down year on year for the last 4 months. And we think the fortunes might change, albeit not by much, for the August reading. And we base that on better vehicle exports that we saw in September, which suggests that August production numbers should have been up. We also saw a modest rise in the PMI for that month. And we're hopeful that there will be a small positive print for August.
What would be attributed to that positive print, given the fact that performance in the manufacturing industry hasn't been impressive?
No, not at all. I think what we do have in our favour is that global growth is starting to lift, and that has been very supportive of domestic producers that produce for the export market. I think the domestic consumption, however, is extremely weak, and it's probably going to hold the number back for quite some time.
The picture that the performance in the sector paints on South Africa's economy, what does that look like? And talk us through the performance trend in this sector dating back to at least the beginning of this year, where it all seems a bit bleak.
To me, unfortunately, it does. The mining sector has contracted in terms of GDP for the past two quarters, and we expect that the third quarter will provide another contraction. Basically, domestic demand is extremely weak given how much pressure the South African consumers are under. Most of what we produce is for domestic consumption. There has been some positive news in terms of food prices and food production, but we don't think that that's going to be enough to lift the number into a positive territory for the third quarter.
Is there hope of this pressure being lifted significantly as we go towards the end of the year?
I don't think there's a significant lift in store for us, but we do think things will start to get slightly better. We have seen that we've had one interest rate cut. Whether we'll get another one this year is up for debate, and we think it's going to be a very close call. But we do think that things will start to improve slightly as consumers feel the relief of one 25 basis point interest rate cut.
What exactly would be needed for this turnaround outside of what you've already alluded to with the consumer participation?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the confidence within the industry. We've seen confidence at record lows within the manufacturing sector. We need to see some confidence-inspiring policy implementation. We need to see better relations between labor and the sector, and we think that will potentially lift the outlook for the balance of the year.
Moving on now to mining data, what's expected there? Those figures, we are expecting them on Thursday this week.
That's it. We think there will be a mild contraction. We've seen that commodity prices have drifted more or less sideways. We have, however, seen that there's been quite an oversupply of iron ore, particularly within China, and they've cut back on their steel production. Now, iron ore production accounts for around 17% of South Africa's mining output, and we think that's going to place a bit of pressure on the production numbers.
Definitely not good news in the mining industry, and it is something that we are accustomed to. There have been minimal gains in certain periods throughout this year. Going forward, is the situation expected to change somewhat?
Well, I think we need to bear in mind that global sort of growth numbers are starting to lift. There's a lot of confidence being inspired in the US on the back of the Trump trade, and that's putting some of the precious metals under pressure. I think that's going to hamper any greater output on South Africa's part. And we also need to remember that while a higher rand dollar exchange rate is good for the metals that are being sold, it also puts pressure on input costs because a lot of the inputs that go into the mining industry typically are rand dollar based, and that's going to increase production costs.
The weak mining numbers that we are used to in South Africa, what impact exactly does this have on the country's economy?
Well, if you look about 10 years ago, The mining sector used to employ about 400,000 people. That's significantly less now.
Yeah.
So if you just look at the employment numbers, there's a significant impact there. But also if you look at what the mining industry does in terms of exports, it's around 30 to 40% of South Africa's exports. So it certainly assists in helping us in terms of our trade accounts. But also we need to look more broadly and see what other South African manufacturers have in terms of their input into the domestic mining industry. So if the mining industry is weak, it typically has a direct bearing on the fortunes of the manufacturing industry.
Something else that has bearing on the performance of this industry is uncertainty around policy matters. What's to be said about that, given the tug of war that we continue to see between the Mineral Resources Ministry as well as the Chamber of Mines over the mining charter, the new mining charter, that is?
Absolutely. I think policy certainty is absolutely critical for the sector. With all the uncertainty that abounds, it's very difficult for the mining companies to invest more. And one of the things that's holding back South Africa's growth is gross fixed capital formation, and that's basically investment in the industry.
Mm-hmm.
I think the adversarial relationship between the two parties is not helping anyone. And I'm certainly not close enough to suggest a way forward.
Yeah.
But we've got to get all the role players together in terms of moving the process forward.
Lastly, can the mining sector survive this uncertainty? And of course, this uncertainty comes on top of a market that is really struggling and has been for quite some time, where South Africa continues to bleed jobs from the mining industry.
I think it can pull through. I think mining has always been one of the mainstays of South Africa's economic growth, certainly less so now than in the past. But it certainly helps in terms of our export revenue. We definitely can pull through, but we're going to need to adapt to what is now the new normal, where we have become less competitive. And I think the way that we can start to increase production and be more competitive is to alleviate some of these policy uncertainties.
Thank you so much for your contribution. Senior industry analyst at F&B, Jason Muscat, talking us through economic data expected this week with the release of the latest manufacturing numbers out tomorrow and mining figures expected on Thursday to be revealed by Statistics South Africa.